So yes, I hope you enjoyed your first week back at school. So the routines kind of started back again, right? It's kind of hard to see everyone. You're so wide. You're back in class, you know, with your friends and your classmates. Back in the listening to the teacher again, and like kind of maybe dozing off, maybe, who knows, right? But right after March break, there's probably a little bit of chatter. Hey, how's your March break? What'd you do? That probably lasted for like a day, maybe an hour or two, right? And then after a day or two, kind of, you're probably slipping back into your routines now, right? People, you sit in the same desk as you normally sit. Your people who you know, right? You guys usually sit in the same desk often, right? That's what I did back in the day, I remember. And the same friends in front of you, behind you, beside you. The same people that you pass notes to. Or I don't know if you guys do it. Maybe it's by phone now. I don't know. But so what did you feel or experience as you kind of got back into school? Did you just slip back into familiar social routines and maybe forget about some of our like retreat experiences? Or did you actually start to maybe notice some disconnectedness with or among the people around you? Did you see any changes maybe in your own perspective about and how you appreciated some of your friendships? Or did you maybe practice some of the I-thou relationship behaviors that we talked about? I don't know, think about it. Yeah, what was your week like? For me, one of the joys of being a pastor is, you know, week after week, I get to build a deeper relationship with all of you. I know that I don't really get to spend as much individual time with each of you as I would like. I don't know, my life is busy, your life is busy, and that's one thing I really wish I had more time for, to have more one-on-one conversations with all of you. But regardless, you guys are, believe it or not, you guys are really on my minds, on my mind throughout the week. I think about what you guys are going through, what kind of experiences you're having, and I pray about that, and that's kind of what shapes what I have to say to you, based on what I think about with you guys. And so learning about what you go through, some of your thoughts, your joys, struggles, that's a real blessing for me. And it's been such a privilege to do that in this short time, being your pastor. So doing this, it makes me think about what is it that makes us human, right? All of us, we're going through life, you're in high school or junior high. What is it that makes us human at the deepest level, right? And again, I think at that retreat we had, we got a glimpse of it, right? A sense of connection and belonging, right? Belonging somewhere, belonging to someone, right? There's nothing as powerful, right? And transformative as feeling understood, feeling listened to, and feeling accepted, right? And that's why I'm reiterating this message, right? We realize that this is something that's really missing in our world, isn't it? When we look around. And again, I was thinking back this week, I was listening, you know, I was remembering listening to all of you share so openly at the retreat. A good number of you shared that, for example, it's a challenge at school to feel really connected with people. Some of you talked about how you have friends, but you know, maybe I don't really know what's going on with them. They don't know what's going on with me, right? So it's just kind of like maybe we're there just because it's comfortable and I don't want to be alone, and so it's convenient, right? That's the kind of I-it relationships we talked about, right? And that, maybe some friends, it's just because of history. I grew up with you guys, so I'm familiar with you, so that's cool. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. But I mean, to be truly understood, to be listened to, and to be accepted, you know, that's one of the most powerful things in the world. And when that's absent, that's what leads to kind of maybe you can be hurt, you can become resentful, even then bitter, and then angry. And then that leads to hatred. You know, that's a common thing you'll see as you keep growing up. A lot of adults that are just very angry or a lot of hatred, a lot of it stems from earlier experiences because they just never were understood, they never felt listened to and accepted. And that's the saddest thing, I think, in this world to live with, without that sense of being understood, listened to, and accepted. And I realized we forgot to read our scripture reading today. So, that's a good segue, okay? Okay, since we didn't have anyone, why don't we read this together, okay? So I'm just going to... You got a lot of children's stories growing up, right? About Jesus the shepherd and all that stuff. A lot of that imagery comes from passages like this. Okay, I am the good shepherd. My sheep know me and I know my sheep. They know my voice. Okay. You know, it's a beautiful kind of passage, right? God came down, right, in human form as Jesus to show us a different way to live life. Right? Through Jesus, God showed how he loves us, like this, like the good shepherd. God is the good shepherd. So what does this mean? This passage is saying God is intimately connected with us, right? Look at this. God knows us and we know him. We know his voice and follow that voice. He lays down his life for us and seeks out the lost sheep. That's an amazing thing. So we are the sheep, right? What does it mean to be intimately connected with God and to know his voice? Remember at the retreat, Reverend Kim came and he gave us an analogy, right? About the symphony orchestra, right? For those who are musicians. Most of us, we hear a symphony orchestra, sounds great, right? Like everything's in sync, cool. With our untrained ear, that's all we know. It's fine. But what? An experienced and trained conductor comes, right? And he sits at the stand. And then he closes his eyes. And then she listens. And then right away, hey, oboe, you're a little flat there. Or like, oh, clarinet, you need to like raise your pitch, right? The conductor has been trained, so the conductor knows, right? What's on pitch or off pitch. And that's how our relationship with God is. At first, you know, we don't really know how to distinguish what God's voice is from all these other voices out there, right? So many voices telling you, oh, you should do this or do that or be like this or be like that, right? And so in the beginning, we were confused. Right, we don't know who to listen to, or where to get our guidance from about life. Right, we get our guidance from like music videos, or songs, or friends, or teachers, or counselors. Right, we don't know. But as we deepen our relationship with God, then slowly but surely God's voice becomes clearer, and we're better able to hear it. Right, so we are God's sheep, and the greatest gift for now that we have. To start developing this is what? The sheepfold. We talked about this, right? The community, the church, the body of Christ. Right? We have each other. Okay? What we do is we imitate the love that God has for us with each other. Just as God lays down his life for us, we lay down our life for each other. Right? We share with one another and we listen to one another. We offer that gift of understanding and listening. Remember what I said last week? One of the greatest gifts you can give to someone is the gift of really listening to them. Listening to their story, right? And letting their story become part of your story. That gift of connectedness, that's the greatest gift that God has given to us and that we give to one another. And we do it in an environment where we don't judge, we don't condemn, we listen and understand. And when we feel safe in this community, then slowly our hearts start to become more open, right, to God's ways as well. So my prayer is that we be a connected community where we offer this gift to each other, okay? The gift of listening and understanding. Okay? And as we listen, slowly we start to understand ourselves better too. Okay, that's the funny thing. As you listen to another story, slowly you start to understand yourself better too. And that makes our hearts a little bit more sensitive, right? And with a sensitive heart, that's how we can start hearing God's voice. You guys know what I'm saying? Right? So may God flow within us, okay? And may that love of God be at the center of our community. All right? And we're gonna have a little time of reflection and then discussion as well. So maybe the praise team can come up. We're going to sing reflection and have a reflection time too.